and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am Renee Bernard, just in case you were curious, and on the program tonight as our guest is, drumroll, Sharon Page. Sharon, welcome to the program. I cannot believe this. We have tricked you into coming on the show yet again.
Hi, Renee. Oh, it's great to be here, and thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a good testimonial to other authors that, see, it's fun to be on the program,
yes.
And the people that are on the program,
already.
Yeah, they actually come back. So there you go. There's a reason for it. So Sharon is, in case somebody has been in a bubble or one of those biodomes, Sharon is a USA Today best-selling author, and today, this day, is the day that Engaged in Sin comes out. And I have to say, we were talking about it in the pre-show, and I'm just going to say, that is just the prettiest, pinkest cover I have ever seen, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. No, I really love the cover, and actually love the fact that they put kind of a country house setting on, because that's where a lot of it takes place. And I just love that, you know, sort of English countryside vibe. And then, of course, they have the really gorgeous hero on the cover, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure she's, so there's a girl there, too. Oh, I see her now. Yes.
Yes, we see her now.
There's a woman on the cover, too. I'm sorry. I missed that completely, because there was a little man corner there. Oh, man. Third of the... Ooh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And it's pink. You should have had your publisher put it out last month, because you'd have been right in the middle of the pink, you know, craze for the breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, although, well, actually, it was originally going to come out the end of October, but it's actually, I guess Barnes & Noble is doing kind of a nice display, so they decided to kind of do kind of a November release, so I'm quite happy.
I was going to say, you know, if you have good cause, my friend, good cause to have it come out, if they're going to highlight it, as well they should. Yeah. The reviews have just, they're a little crazy. Everybody loves this book already.
I've been thrilled with the reviews. Just had some really lovely things said about the book, which is great because it took some risks with it. So it's nice to see it's getting well received, and people are finding it a good emotional and sensual read.
Well, yes. Well, what was the riskiest thing, did you think? His disability or her profession?
It was her profession, that was one of the things, and a little bit was his background from being in battle, and it's one of the things he has to overcome to kind of get over the post-traumatic stress. So, you know, a few people told me, don't do it, and I actually did, and really, I was very happy because it gave him a real journey, I think, in the book.
Absolutely. I think it puts you in, I hate to say it, but I think it puts you in the company of Laura Kinsale, because she did Heroes with Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome and the characters that have those wonderful layers. I think it takes you to that level. I think that because there's so much more going on, it's that much more interesting to read. So I don't think it was a risk. I think that was a brilliant maneuver on your part. So, because there are so many people really struggling with that, and it makes it relevant and current.
I sort of saw a lot of documentaries on soldiers who were going through that, and did a lot of research. I actually found a great book that chronicled a naval officer from the Regency who lost his sight, and told all about what medicine was like in that time and what he had to go through. So it was really great to try, to make it as authentic as I could.
Yeah. It's shining through. I've only read my little snippets here and there, and, just to get a taste. But seriously, I think you've shot it up there a little bit and upped your game. And I think you should be very happy no matter what happens. Because as you and I both know, sometimes we're not in control. it doesn't really matter. It does sometimes. It could be the greatest thing, but you just have to be in the right place at the right time. But, you know, with Barnes & Noble's behind you and the great reviews, I think you're going to knock it out of the park.
Well, thanks. That's wonderful for you to say. I mean, you know when you're writing a book and there's those bang the head on the kitchen counter moments. But actually, once the book got going, it flowed really well and it was a delight to write it. So it's more like sort of pulling teeth, but this one was a lot of fun.
Yeah, sometimes I measure a book by how many head banging moments there are. Is it a good one? How many? Was it a one? Was it a five? How many were there?
Yeah.
You know?
I know. How many bruises am I wearing?
Sometimes the best books are the ones you fight for or fight with, because I feel like those battles, you always come up with a better idea at the end of that struggle. But if you've got a fantastic idea to begin with and it flows, that's pretty magical. So I'm just, I'm just saying, it looked like it just reminded me of Kinsale, and she's my favorite author.
Yes, she's amazing. So I'm completely honored to even be mentioned in the same sentence.
She emailed me once, and let me just say,
I
sent her a little fan note, and she actually responded. And I framed it. I framed it, and I'm not saying it was like a super personal note, or it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It could have been an automated response.
It's her name.
name, and it was addressed to me. To me.
Wow.
So I framed it. Yeah. No, I made her cry, actually. So there you go. I'm in an echelon of. Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. I remember getting a hug from Jane Ann Krentz at I think it was RWA, when I was telling her I'd sold my first book and that I'd been listening on tape to, her workshops that had been taped and how much they'd helped me. So, and that was, my big fangirl moment.
Well, we are, aren't we? I mean, if you're a writer of romance, you're initially a reader at heart. I mean, we're all in the same family in so many ways, and we have our little fluttery fan girl.
Oh yeah, so much so. Well, I think those books that you love. I mean, a lot of times that's what makes you want to write, because you love the story so much. And I think also you really, really appreciate, when they've crafted an amazing story. You're like, how hard it is.
Yes. Well, now. Headbanging moments included. Now I have even a greater appreciation for those books than I did when they first made the keeper shelves. And I do keep little, I hate to say it, but maybe in the back of my mind there is those little fangirl, that list of, if I ever had the chance, I would love to accidentally be seated next to, and then there's like a blank.
I know.
Where I don't want to say it out loud, because I feel like I'll jinx it.
I know.
But there's a list. And then there's people like Sheila, who's like, I met Stan Lee. I hung out with Joss Whedon. I blah, blah, blah. It's like, cut away. That girl, I tell you what, she kills me every time. But, and she thinks, and this is the thing, too, she thinks that Nathan Fillion, are you familiar with Nathan Fillion?
Yeah. He's Castle, right?
Yes. and he was the guy in Firefly.
I remember.
He's got some kind of ownership or something,
I'll
like poaching. What?
I'll unmute my mic for Nathan Fillion.
Oh, no, you're... See? Boom.
Yeah, we
got to
talk about it.
Boom. So, So that's her fangirl, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have dibs. So there you go, dibs. I call it dibs.
You got to meet him.
No,
you're saying
no, but I bet Sheila will get there first, because she's
I have met Stan Lee, but I have not met Nathan Fillion yet. He's on my list.
He's on her list. It's a short list. I'm just saying, we all have our little list of people, but Sheila seems to actually be working through her list, and
that's cool.
Other people have the list, and it's never going to happen. I mean, like,
that's
never, ever going to happen. And Sheila's like, I met him. Oh, yeah, did that. Oh, yeah, hung out, had coffee. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So
that's so cool.
But But I do have Barry Eisler over on.
Yes.
So, okay,
yeah.
You too much now,
well,
honey. You're fine. It's all good.
I just want to say, yeah. I just want to say, and I'm sure Sharon doesn't remember because I was just one of a legion of people at RT, but I actually met Sharon. I think we met, I can't remember if it was Reno or the one after that. I don't recall, but but we sat at a table together. You were one of the first you know, best-selling authors that I, you know, that you just talk to me like a person. It's like, oh, she acts like she's normal, but she's an author. I mean, you know, you're a reader, and you know, you're new. I was a newbie, and it's like, oh my gosh, she acts like she's so normal, but in your mind, you're thinking, she writes books, and she, you know, because authors don't think of themselves usually as celebrities, but they are.
No.
They are.
No, we really don't.
Not celebrities.
Yeah. Well, I think that the phrase there is act normal. We're all hoping that when we're out in public, we're acting normal.
Gosh, I hope so. For me, that's hit and miss, you know, I'm going to be honest. But
yeah, that's true for Renee. We never know.
You never know, but that's just me. That is normal for me. The erratic moments of not normal. Yeah.
Now, Sharon, that's what are you doing? What are you doing next? Because right now you're right smack in the middle of this. I love the cover, by the way. I really
thank
love
you.
The cover. And great title. I mean, this is set up. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. But now, what do you have coming next?
I also have a novella out right now. It's a Christmas novella with Kensington, which is Silent Night, Sinful Night. And my next one coming out is Blood Secret with Kensington. That's going to be in early 2012, and it's a paranormal, so the heroine is a shape-shifting dragon, and the hero is a vampire dragon slayer.
So. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That absolutely sounds fantastic. It's just when we say these things in normal conversation,
I know,
don't you catch yourself like going, wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm
saying that.
And again, of course, Sheila loves all covers. I mean, Sheila loves a lot of covers, but Sheila's going to love that. If you go to the homepage at www.sharonpage.com, no surprises with the spelling, people, sharonpage.com. You'll see all four of those covers on her homepage. And
it's like you've been blessed with your covers.
That's what I was telling her, the cover guys.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Really lucky. Yeah. Yeah, I've loved every one. They've all been fantastic. They're all kind of different. And, you know, from the ones for my more erotic romance have been great and just different looks, but beautiful.
And we got a little theme going on here with the sinful, sinful, but I'm loving it. It all looks real good to me. So sin boldly. That's what Martin Luther said. Sin boldly. And I believe you have followed that edict to the letter, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's very...
Now, I hate to say it, but we've got like a minute and a half left.
Okay, all right.
It's like, what happened?
Yeah, I know.
Every single time. I need a longer show or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. All right, people. So it's out today. Go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere you find books, and you will find Sharon Page and the new release today. And then go ahead and pre-order Blood Secret, because that just is purple and very pretty. And go ahead and snag a copy of Silent Night, Sinful Night, because 'tis the season. You start your shopping for the holidays early and get yourself a copy of that one. I do like
that. Because you can be naughty and nice, according to Sharon
that's
Page.
That's right. Yeah.
Nice, naughty stuff. Yes, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, well, in that novella, there's a very sexy play on the 12 days of Christmas. So that was
uh-oh.
A lot of fun.
Oh, there's a teaser.
Check that out.
That's working for me.
All right,
downloading that one, darn it.
They're going to take us out with some music here in a second.
All right. Well, congratulations on all the great reviews. And everybody pop over to Sharon's site. Good night, everybody. Join us next week for more Candlaster and Coffee.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Good night.